إله إلا الله.
You're listening to ebuzz.com.
محمد رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
Most of the nicotine tablets are very small amount.
According to the majority of the scholars, shisha is not jaiz.
Shisha is not jaiz.
I even discussed this with the moderate muftis. You know, those who are not very extreme in their views due to their fatwa. Even they agree that shisha is a waste of time. I think you know the shaitan once. You go to Marble Arch. Once upon a time, our Muslims were great mujahids, active, mashallah, who would engage in salah and do the zikr of Allah. Today you go to Marble Arch, our brothers Arabs, they are there with women, hooked up, and tasbih. What is this? You go to a lot of the Muslim countries, and this is their attitude. SubhanAllah, Allah says in the Quran, if you want to look at the companions, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. No, definitely not. Why do you need shisha? What for? What good does it do to you? We should be pure and clean. Do weight training. That is good for you, for your body. MashaAllah, exercise. Do karate, go in the gym. Make yourself strong, physically, spiritually. That is good.
Lots of people say about smoking.
Smoking is not right to anything that is harmful to the body. Look at the cigarette packet. How sincere is the cigarette packet? How sincere? I'm telling you that cigarette ka baksa, it is so mukhlis, it is more sincere than your own friends. It's telling you, look, this will give you cancer. And you're asking a fatwa. It's telling you there, it's written on the box. You smoke? And look at the statistics, how many people die annually. Give talaq to all this, keep talaq. I'm not making life hard for you. I'm not saying become monks, don't enjoy life. No. And just isolate yourselves in the masjid. I'm not saying that don't enjoy yourself. Even our sisters, mashallah, go out, enjoy, go in the restaurant, eat with your family. Do everything that is halal, there is no problem. Inshallah. Women have a right. Allah has given a lot of honor to women also. And men and women are same and equal in a lot of the Islamic activities. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَىٰ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ. This is the Quran. Anything else?
In this situation, when
you advance
the experiment that we get married.
Oh, very good question, my brother. Very good question. I have said this many a time to the students that the best thing for university students is to quickly get married, mashallah, to find the right partner and get married. A lot of the times the shaitan, what he does is that he misleads you, and this thought that is always in the minds of parents that, oh, if you are married, how will you provide and how will you study? Then how is it possible that that person can become a doctor when he's got 10 girlfriends? Is it okay to have many girlfriends, and that if he has a lawful wife, it will be a hindrance to his education? It's from shaitan. And you and I, all of us, we know the society we live in today. I am just like you, I have grown up in this society. And by the day it gets worse. Everybody needs to get married. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never delay nikah. Don't delay nikah. MashaAllah, get married. And when you get married, Allah will open up the doors of rizq for you. You will see. Alhamdulillah. My sisters are here, but I would like to say one more thing, but they might get angry. They won't allow me the next time to come here and do wa'az in front of you. If you have women on your side, mashallah, everything is okay. If you don't have women on your side, it's very difficult. I don't want to say anything. Mashallah. So yes, get married. Please, jaldi shaadi karo. Make nikah immediately. Sahabai kiram ajmaeen would never waste their time. Even if a person was ill, and the doctors would tell him that, look, you are going to die very soon. Just giving an example, the attitude of the companions was such. Hazrat Khaja Qutubuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki Rahmatullah Alayh, Rasulullah came in his dream and he said that, oh, look at you. You claim to be a wali of Allah, but yet you have kept yourself aloof from one very important sunnah. And he said, which sunnah is that? He said, how come you haven't married? You are not married. And immediately the next day he made nikah. And nikahu min sunnati. Rasulullah has not said this for any other sunnah. He said, at nikahu min sunnati is my sunnah. Yes, brother, your question.
Yeah, being investing,
do you
recommend us getting married more than once?
I was hoping you won't ask me that question. And that's why I said my sisters are here. Well, alhamdulillah, I have two wives and I'm enjoying life. subhanAllah, yes, it's beautiful to have, you know, alhamdulillah, look, it's very, very difficult, my brother. It is always better to have one wife, mashallah, and stay loyal to her, look after her. It is not everybody's cup of tea to have two wives. Yeah? So, mashallah, in the times that we live in, first start off with one, and you will see how difficult it is. And on this subject, there was this man who would say to Allah, I don't want to say that my sisters are here, wouldn't be right. My sisters might think that I'm being too one-sided. Yeah. I'm sure they wouldn't mind. Oh no,
we don't mind.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I hope it's not just lip service, it's from the heart. And there was this person, he made wasiyah to his wife and he said that, look, do me one favor. Every day he would sit with his wife and he would say that, look, make sure when I die, you must marry. When I die, you must marry. One day the wife got frustrated and she said, why do you always tell me one thing only? That I must marry, I must marry, I must marry. And so he said, so that the person who you marry will know why the first husband died. I am tired of your tongue. This is just a latifah, by the way, it's just a joke. MashaAllah, you know, you get some women that are so nice and they are like Khadija. Khadija, subhanAllah. And we should treasure our Muslim sisters. They are pure and clean, alhamdulillah. And they cover themselves. They have haya, they have modesty. And alhamdulillah, Allah has opened up the door of polygamy. But there are strict rules. Allah is saying, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. If you want to marry, with a lot of conditions you can. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. But Allah has said that with all the conditions which you need to sit with fuqaha, they'll explain to you, it is better for you to have one wife. MashaAllah. Like I said, it's not for everyone to have more than one wife. Alhamdulillah, life is very easy when you have one wife. Very easy. But choose the right woman. Someone who is pious, and also for my sisters here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the first thing you look at is taqwa. How muttaqi he is. SubhanAllah. If the lady is muttaqiya, she is pious, don't look at anything else. MashaAllah, make nikah with her. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you here the right partner, inshallah, and also for our sisters, the right partners, companions in life. Any other questions?
About the program yesterday, it seems like it's going to start something new, like they're going to get bigger, so what's the solution?
You see, there is no solution now. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a time will come upon my ummah for them to remain firm on their deen. It will be like for them carrying, it's like fire that's burning. A fireball that they have to touch. or can I say a burning charcoal that you have to handle. That is how difficult it will be. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qalqabizi ala al-jabr. Jabr means when you have charcoal that is burning, someone puts that in your hands and you have to grip it tight. That is how difficult it will be. So this is the time of fitna. And you will see that every 2 weeks there will be some negative sentiments, Islamophobia, out there, in the newspapers, media, everywhere. So it's not something that is new. And unfortunately, the worst thing is that we as Muslims are falling in their hands, in their trust. Unfortunately. So you have cartoons, then you have Mr. Jack Straw saying something, you have the Pope saying something, then you have these programs which makes the Muslim community look silly. These are the Muslims that don't give rights to women. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. 2/3 of Islam that we benefit from, we have received from a woman, which is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, the great faqiha of her time. Grand scholars would sit in front of her and ask her a fatwa, and she would issue a fatwa. The wife of Rasulullah, the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. So Allah has given all the rights to women. And you see, we judge women just because they want to cover themselves, they cover their face, and they feel all these women are deprived. No, our women are not deprived. Alhamdulillah, they are not deprived. What is the use of having everything but you suffer from inside? What is the use? You have a husband that is not yours, you have children, children don't belong to you, family members have discarded you. The society doesn't look at you. Islam is all about unity, it is about, subhanAllah, submission to the will of Allah. This is the distribution of Allah. If Allah has created you as a man, then there are laws that apply to you. And a woman, laws apply to a woman. Two separate identities, entities. Very quickly, any other questions?
Sorry, no. If you feel like you're hating Maria in namaz, you should debate your namaz and then go and pray.
If you feel like you're hating,
yeah.
Yes, if you are. The fuqaha have said that one must read salah with that physical contentment, raha, that all the limbs, the body parts must be at ease. So obviously, if you feel that you need to use the toilet or whatever, leave yourself first and then come and perform your salah. That would be better.
Just one question. According to Hanif al-Maghrib, you know, before 5 minutes before Maghrib, can you pray Asr Salah?
According to?
Hanif al-Maghrib, 5 minutes before Maghrib Salah, Azan, can you pray?
Is it for that day? That day?
That day. Yeah,
you should read it very quickly.
What if you've started your namaz and your salah has anticipated?
Complete your salah.
Complete it. Whether you've done the first rukun or not.
Yeah. Do the sisters have any questions? No question. Yeah. Does it look more ready?
Sorry, it's gone out.
Inshallah, do we end with that? اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد بن علي وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه في الدنيا والاخره سمعنا واطعنا غفرانك ربنا واليك المصير برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين